This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Much for joining us here on the show. I always start off with those that have died, recovered, and the confirmed cases. So if we start with the confirmed cases in the United States, 1.4 million recovered. I'm going to go backwards this time, 235,000. Thank goodness. But dead, 83,019 as of 20 minutes ago. Wow. It is still staggering, and I hope we don't forget that human lives are being lost with this coronavirus, the evil that lurks among us. We cannot get this vaccine soon enough. The good news is there is a rush to test. It is happening. Some of those beefed up, hurry up, giddy up trials, that's fine by me. You can always tweak and touch up and do the things that are necessary. But when you can dive in and do it faster, especially in these circumstances, when 15, 16 weeks from now we could be in the second wave of it, let's see that happen. The worst thing I've seen in the last couple of days, I don't know about you, but children to me are my heart, right? And the pictures that I've seen of these kids, gorgeous young kids that are barely hanging on. There's a girl I read about today that survived two heart attacks. Two heart attacks. Not even 10 years old. And the doctors say it's the coronavirus. And this wicked, twisted monster that we're fighting. There are updates on new symptoms, children now coming up with heart problems and even a liver problem I was reading about today. So it's still very scary stuff. And how do you balance it all out when you're drowning in debt? You're drowning in sorrows of, wow, I can't feed my family. I can't meet my obligations. And despite what you hear about, we're all in this together, which I believe, and that's the hashtag I go with right from the very start of this thing, because we're relying on other people. When it comes to those who you owe, they're not quite as forgiving. There is no free lunch here, which is why, once again, more money is being discussed while we're finding out that COVID-19 is slamming us in all of our body parts and now gobbling up children. And the second wave is, 15, 16 weeks from now. Now the discussion also turns to economics again and a stimulus package and another stimulus package. Some people are still waiting for their stimulus money. And while that's happening, the House announced a new COVID-19 stimulus bill on Tuesday. Price tag, $3 trillion. That would be the largest relief package in the history of our government. But there would be state and local government funding. There would be coronavirus testing. So all the questions of, can I get a test? No, I can't. Some people say I can, but only if you have the symptoms. And do I have the symptoms? Am I asymptomatic? All those question marks. If there was massive testing or at least availability of it, then all that would be shut down. And, of course, a new round of direct payments to Americans who qualify. So that'd be another $1,200 or it would be 24 or more than that, depending on what your household looks like. So we'll see where that goes. We'll see if it gets passed. The first swat at this was from the House Democrats. So Republicans have to play along. They're going to put in what they want if this is what happens. And there are people that desperately, desperately need it. You may be one of them. You may have family members that are all in that category. I mean, so many people are. 33 million people out of work. And other people, he wants to talk about unemployed, other people underemployed. Mm. All right, when it comes to the top doc, Anthony Fauci, and you listen to what he has to say, he was the guy who was being questioned about all kinds of things when it comes to the coronavirus. And there's kind of a no-mercy rule, you know, where Fauci is saying, listen, this whole blame thing, it's not about the politics thing to me. In fact, he told Senator Paul from Kentucky, I don't think you're the end all. It was interesting. They sparred, actually, the little piece I heard. And it was pretty contentious, the Senate hearing on the coronavirus response. And, of course, this was where you had so many who were at home because of the predicament we're in. And Fauci predicted Americans would experience suffering and death that could be avoided. And the economical damage that I mentioned, if states ignore federal guidelines and reopen too quickly. And Rand Paul said, the senator again from Kentucky, as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end-all. We can listen to your advice, but there are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge. Rand Paul also asserted schools could reopen in the fall because the coronavirus appears to be less dangerous to children. Yikes! Does he know about the heart attacks they're having with young children in New York? And I like him. He said, it's not to say this isn't deadly, but really outside of New England, we've had a relatively benign course for the virus nationwide. And maybe that's it. And he said, I don't think a one-size-fits-all works, that we're going to have a national strategy and nobody's going to go to school. This is ridiculous. We really ought to be doing it school district by school district, and the power needs to be dispersed because people make wrong predictions. And then Fauci said, I've never made myself out to be the be-end-all. I'm very careful and hopefully humble in knowing that I don't know everything about this disease, and that's why I'm reserved in making broad predictions. So this is the thing. We want answers, right? And to what the senator from Kentucky is saying, there is some truth that there are places that are not hit as worse as what we are seeing in New England, New York, Connecticut, where many of you are listening to us. It isn't necessarily one size fits all. But if you look at models and if you listen to some of what's being said, the second wave could slam into all of us. And also, it's about travel and travel opening up and who could drag the virus from one state to the next. The answer is we don't know the answers. But somebody has to make decisions. And a lot of that is falling on the states, which is why the president always looks to the governors to throw in some of what has to be done. So there is this tug of war between the federal government, I think, and what the federal government should do or shouldn't do, and what the states are doing and what they should do or shouldn't do. As always, you can throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meet Packers. packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll ease you. She'll unease you.
You know, the best part, if there is a silver lining, and I say it every single show, as to what has happened to us in the last 3 months because of the coronavirus, is the fact that so many people are entertaining, are stepping up, are helping neighbors, are lifting the load, are celebrating the 2020 grads who don't get to do the things they would normally do in high school when you're finally free and you celebrate. They miss all of that, but others are making it possible to celebrate in different ways. And the creativity and the lengths that people will go to, I think, is incredible and shows the resilience of the American people and the want to connect and make other people feel wanted, loved, and as if they've got somebody in their corner. Because remember, it's different for everybody. I was thinking this today when I was taking a walk around my neighborhood. You have residential homes, and you have apartment dwellers, and you have students, and you have different scenarios where somebody lost somebody, where somebody's single, where somebody's struggling raising a family on their own, You know, behind closed doors, we have no idea. And especially behind closed doors multiplied because of the quarantines that are now in effect, or people that are self-quarantining or whatever it might be, or even with some cities opening up, it still is not quite what it used to be. Let's put it that way. So in an effort to, you know, again, celebrate what people are doing to help other people, we got to give, and of course, every single time we do this, our clapaholics are going to clap the loudest for the frontline workers, the hospital workers, the other people who are deemed essential, who are risking it, so to speak, to help other people. They absolutely deserve applause every single day. Yeah, exactly. But how about the people who have chalked up the sidewalk with messages? I mean, in every little nook and cranny across the U.S., we got this, you can do it. Even drawing fun little things like hopscotch, not just for the people that are in the house, but for the people that are walking by to connect in some way, or the various signs that we're in this together, stronger together, gratitude is still available, hope is alive, bears in windows so kids can go on bear hunts, bicycle shops just exploding because so many people have taken to getting a bike now, because that's the one thing you can do. You can ride a bike with your family. Or your kids can get on a bike and ride around the neighborhood and at least feel some sense of normalcy, I guess. Right? And watch the kids. I mean, the kids are the ones that sometimes can help you see the simplest things are often the best and where we can find our joy. So every night we want to make sure our clapaholics get to you in some way. And I know people, I'm starting to build them up. If you have heroes in your neighborhoods, let me know who they are. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and let me know their story. Here's one thing that is connecting a lot of groups, neighbors, families, is the explosion of games again. So how do you make games into virtual games where lots of different people can play? And my family has done that. I don't know if I've talked about this on the air or not, because we're scattered all over. And we can play Wheel of Fortune. So one person comes up with the categories and they draw it. And then everybody gets their turn. Every family gets their turn. And it actually is a lot of fun and easy to do because they've got a whiteboard and put it up. And then you go from, you know, you go from there. So it's not just sitting there by ourselves playing our video games or playing, you know, word puzzles or whatever, but it's actually connecting virtually and using games to do that. I know some people are doing that with bingo. That's another one where you can figure that out pretty easily. And so bravo, because I really honestly believe that lifts the spirits. And we've got a file, like I said, that is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So more specific heroes will be coming up on our next show. But in general, the things that we're seeing and the masks that are being made and the PPE, all sorts of it, that's being made and donated by people in neighborhoods, not just by big companies who have undertaken it, by just the little guys, I'm going to say, and dropping off food to workers and paying at the drive-thru window for the person behind you. I've actually seen that. I've actually done it. I'm not looking for applause, but I've actually done it. There's something about it, it sounds weird, something about that makes you feel good, because we know that the struggle is real for everyone. All right, a little of this and a little of that is what I like to call this segment. And why? Because everything surrounds COVID-19. Our lives have changed. Yes, 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 we know that. So what is the latest? The latest is air travel falls 51%. I know you're not shocked by that, because the question does become, when do you get back on a flight again? And airlines carried 51% fewer passengers in March because of the pandemic travel collapse. So it's the lowest air travel in two decades, which is crazy, but we knew that was coming, right? Now, airlines carried slightly more total domestic and international passengers in March of 2020 than September of 2001, the month of the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington. So in total, airlines carried 38.7 million passengers in March, like I said, down 51% from March of 2019, because what was leading up to this pandemic is we had incredible air travel. In fact, air travel was up for 29 consecutive months year over year, going back to October of 2017. So it just goes further and further and further down. Especially, you know, domestic travel falling big time. And then there's conversations about all the grounded aircraft, 3,000, 50% of the active U.S. fleet. Wow. And net booked passengers have fallen by 100% year on year. So the numbers, of course, are ugly. And then people are questioning, they want to get back on a plane. They want to go see relatives. How safe is it? Are seats going to be removed? Are we going to see people that have face masks on or don't have face masks on? Is it going to be required? Lots of conversations about what are the specifics and what does it look like. And the U.S. airlines are telling crews not to force passengers to wear masks. You can't force them to do that. But would that make you feel uncomfortable if you had people sitting behind you, in front of you, next to you without masks, and you wore your mask? And do you think it would protect you if everybody had a mask on? Well, someone starts coughing, and we know what that certainly can lead to. In Los Angeles, they're saying not so fast. So there's been a three-month extension of the L.A. County stay-at-home orders. And we've already seen that kicked in when everybody else's did, too. They're saying that they're using the data and that they want to slowly lift restrictions over the next 3 months, but without widely available testing and the complete relaxation of social distancing and stay-at-home orders, it looks like the prospect is stay-at-home, stay-at-home. Although beaches are kicking back open on Wednesday, hiking trails, parks, golf courses, curbside pickup at some non-essential businesses, all of that is happening. But as the governor of California says, we're not out of the woods yet. True that.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus, but says it does not have total control of the deadly outbreak yet.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 457 points, the S&P down 60, and the NASDAQ down 189. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats have unveiled a new coronavirus relief package with more aid set aside for state and local governments. Nearly $1 trillion from a $3 trillion proposal would boost funding for state, local, and tribal governments. Another $200 billion would provide hazard pay for essential workers. Then there would be another round of direct payments of up to $1,200 for individuals.
We must think big for the people now, because if we don't, it will cost more in lives and livelihood later.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says not acting would be the most expensive course. Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says the House plan is unrealistic. The Trump administration is weighing in on the proposal. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
The president has noted a payroll tax is something that he's looked at, not conditioning it on that, but noting that something he desires to see.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Lots of email to get to, thank goodness. You can always shoot me your thoughts at katedelaneyradio.com, just like Tom did, Jake did. Jake is always in this game. Mac, Dennis, and Hal, along with Annie and Joe. Let's see if we can get to all of them. All right, so Jake says, Kate, I know people keep asking you this, but I think you be the woman to ask. It sounds like you have led the life where it includes a lot of experiences with binge watching. Oh, thank you for that. And I'm wondering if you've been binge watched anything that you would recommend. Have I binge watched anything I would recommend? Yes, I would binge watch. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. There's a show called Ozark. I love Jason Bateman. It's a little dark, it's a little twisted, but it's a little good. And if you like that kind of stuff, if you don't need something quite as dark, it's dark in a different way. I wouldn't even call it dark. I think it's just really well written. I like detective stuff, and this guy is one smart detective. And it's Bosch, and that's on Amazon Prime. So Bosch is a good one. I would definitely recommend that. Dead to Me, Christina Applegate. It's clever. It's well written. My mother-in-law has watched it, and she said she likes it. She said she doesn't like the F word being thrown around. But she said, but I know that that's what they do now. She said God will forgive them because she's a Christian woman, but she watches Dead to Me. So Dead to Me is interesting. I would put that on the list, too. And, of course, if you have kids, I mean, that's a whole different thing. Then it's easy. Go to animation. Go to anything Disney. you know, there are certainly movies that you can watch that have uplifting themes, and they're equally as good with their plot. The Art of Racing in the Rain, that is a good movie. I read the book. The movie's out. I think it's even free. You can, or you can rent it for really cheap, I'm sure, in a lot of places. Well done. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you get teary-eyed. It'll make you think, and it's just a good, I'm just going to say this again, it's just a good movie. All right, let's go to this one. This is from Brian. So I'm going to kind of jump around here. I might not go with everyone I said. This one is from Brian, and Brian says, Kate, you know what is interesting? I'm not a climate beater. So in other words, I'm not green. I don't talk about all that stuff, that the argument over emissions and whatnot. But I do have to say, living in Southern California, we live under a cloud of smog, and constantly, how is the air quality? And that air quality, my dear, has gone to different levels of incredibly clear. So there is something to the fact that we don't have a lot of cars on the roads, and you wonder how anxious people are going to be to get back to work, and how many people and companies will have more people working from home because they would save money after they've tanked in these couple of quarters. Well, you bring up a point that I say, that I've said here on the show, and I've heard this from friends who work for some of these big corporations, that well, think about it. You've lost money. You, not all corporations, but a lot. You've lost money, and now you've got this commercial real estate all over the place. And if you can have more people work from home and it is productive, and you figure out a way to still bring people together once everything's lifted, well, yeah, that makes sense, right? Of course, because of what you would save, of what that would mean on your bottom line. I mean, across the board. And people aren't stupid. You start to, you're in the C-suite and you're the operations manager. You start to add all that up. I think we're not going to see as many cars on the road in big cities like Los Angeles and Philly and New York and Houston, because I'm not saying we still won't see traffic, but not what we saw before, because I think more people will end up working from home as a result of this. All right, how about this one? This one is from Brad, and Brad says, Hi, Kate. I don't know if you know this or not, but on the lighter side, by the way, I applaud you for giving the death total, the recover total, and for the amount of cases, because, boy, a lot of times you have to really struggle to find that number, and I know you're big on saying that we all need to know numbers, whether they're good, they're bad, or they're ugly. But if you're looking for something good to stream, Prince and the Revolution's live concert is going to stream on YouTube. They're going to do it for coronavirus relief, and it was filmed in the 80s, and it was just one of those iconic moments, I guess. That's what my big brother tells me. I haven't seen it, but I will definitely pay attention to it. So these are kind of the clever things the entertainment industry is doing to raise money. Yeah, Prince, I was a fan of his music. I mean, look, when did he die? 2016, I want to say. And you can't go, if you just listen to radio, music radio, when you're driving around, you alternate between these fabulous stations where you get these great talk shows during the day and you're listening to news talk, and then you flip over to music, you're bound to hear something by Prince, I think. And this is good. Prince and the Revolution Live, benefiting COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund for the World Health Organization. So all the donations made during the streaming are matched by Google. All right. That's a good thing. I agree. Absolutely. All right, we move on. I'm just trying to rifle a bunch of them in. All right, this one's from Annie, who's listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. And she says, How about those murder hornets? There are all kinds of weird things happening, Kate, when it comes to insects and wildlife and just what's happening in general with animals, because humans are locked away now more than ever. So they rule the roadways, and often our suburban hoods. Well, yeah, I've talked about that. That you know, who isn't seeing coyotes now? You know, they've got the cameras on the porches, like the Ring stuff, and you can see them just walking by. And in my neighborhood, you've got coyotes, you have bobcats, you have armadillos, raccoons, all kinds of stuff, rabbits galore. Like the rabbits have gone wild. It's like, hey, where are the humans? The rabbits, like, seriously, the rabbits are like the size of small dogs in my neighborhood. They're just having a buffet. They're having a time of it out there because people aren't shooing them away as much. And I notice them every single day. It seems like there's just more and more and more and more. All right, here's one from Eddie. And Eddie says, round one, Fauci. I think he came back at Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, rather well in his responses. I think it's ridiculous that everybody tries to beat up Fauci. He said it the best. He's just the doctor who is trying to disseminate the information, and people either want to hug him or hate him. Tough role to be in because people are upset about what's happening in their own world. And yeah, Fauci is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. So the whole thing about the strategy of when do kids get to go back to school and one size doesn't fit all and the arguments that ensued after that. And I think for Fauci is he's saying, look, there's going to be serious consequences if you open too soon. And if you're not following the guidelines, we may see little spikes that could turn into outbreaks. So Fauci was somebody who testified on Tuesday to the Senate panel. And it's about testing, I think. I do. Because the more people that are tested, the more catches you'll get. And, of course, the federal government, and Fauci said this, is working to help manufacture a vaccine against the coronavirus, and its development might take some time to come to market. He does keep warning about that. And he does warn about moving too quickly to ease restrictions on businesses and social life, because will that put you at more risk? And will it hamper, actually, worse? Will it make the economic recovery worse? Annie is listening to us in Portland and says, wow, thank goodness the government is thinking of more aid. You know, when you've worked your whole life, you put yourself through school, you work hard, you realize when the ship is sinking, we are all sinking on the ship together, unless you're at a much different level. And that little bit of stimulus can help in so many ways. So I think it's smart for the politicians to give money back to the people to try to prevent some of those obstacles and roadblocks that are making it very, very tough for people to figure out how to make ends meet when there are no ends anymore. Yeah, and it's interesting you say that because this one from Joe is about the Postal Service. Do you think we'll still have a Postal Service in 2021? That's such a great question. And there is a rescue package on the table for $25 billion for the Postal Service because they say they're going to run out of money by the end of September if they don't get support because they're losing way, way, way too much revenue during the pandemic. Which makes sense. I mean, how many people are in a rush to run to the post office and mail things? Yes, you can have all of the stamps, etc., mailed to you, and you can do it at your house. But most people aren't doing that. Ugh. It is a lifeline for a lot of people in small communities. I hope that doesn't happen. Stay with us.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
In the middle of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Is love, sweet love, it's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love, no, not just for some.
Perfect place to take us home for the tail end of this hour. I said at the top, more than 83,000 people have died so far in America from COVID-19. In fact, some think that number's just a little too low, that there are others that we will uncover that have also died from COVID-19. But the recovery number is still strong and important, 235,000. There are 1.4 million cases of the coronavirus. The House is trying to act with a $3 trillion coronavirus relief bill. If I had said to you 7 months ago, you know, they're trying to pass a $3 trillion bill to help feed the economies and people, individual people who qualify, you'd say $3 trillion. We'll never see that. Never say never, my friends. It would be the largest in history if it passes. And to wrap things up, Fauci grilled, not on the Hill, in his home, as the Senate panel hears from Fauci and other health officials from the administration. And in listening to what was said, what would be my big, I guess, takeaways is the way to say that from listening to that. And one of them, it's clear that the top doc doesn't think it's smart to reopen because he thinks it could be too quickly. And if you move too quickly, you can't control the suffering and death of possible outbreaks. And even under the best circumstances, part of the problem is you need good testing. And how about the tracing? You've got to trace where a virus originated so you know what's happening in any particular area. But testing is the thing. It keeps coming up again and again and again and again. Senator Lamar Alexander, the chairman of the committee, said while it's impressive the U.S. has completed more than 9 million COVID-19 tests, many more are needed. Yes. Yes, Senator Alexander, keep spewing that. It's true. Senator Mitt Romney from Utah, the only Republican to vote for the president's impeachment, that was a sore spot. That seems like 100 years ago, was a little more critical. He said, our testing record is nothing to celebrate whatsoever. He says it's atrocious. We know a vaccine's not going to be ready in time for schools reopening. In 16 weeks, are we going to see a second wave? Notice I started off what the world needs now is love, sweet love, and a vaccine, and testing, and a good way to trace back when people have gotten the virus, where it's come from. Because that's so key, knowing where that originated, so you know what's happened, right? Here's a shocking headline that I uncovered earlier in the day. I saw this big headline, FEMA cancels 55 million mask contract. Now, why did they do that? They said they canceled it because they had signed with a Virginia-based firm that lacked a history of producing medical equipment. So they said they were going to contract with somebody else because they had to cancel. There was non-delivery. They were supposed to provide FEMA with 10 million N95 masks by May 1st. The deadline then went to May 11th, and then it's like a forget about it. They're not going to deliver it. So one thing they did find out is that the company, which was called Panthera, the company filed for bankruptcy last year, and they had won only one other government contract before. Whoops. So, not a good place to go. By the way, the federal government has spent $110 million in contracts for masks. $110 million. 80% of the companies that the government contracted with to make the masks were either first-time government contractors or had only one completed small-scale federal contracts previously, which is amazing because normally in the old real world, you would have to be cleared as a contractor and there would be people bidding on that and no first-timers would get it. That wouldn't happen. But to try to rock and roll this thing and to make it move and make it work, that's exactly what had to happen, and that's exactly what did happen. And other than this one bump, it sounds like it smoothed itself out, thank goodness, because the delivery thing is like, okay, we need this, boom, we need it now, not we need it today, yesterday, and the day before that. So as soon as possible is better than we'll see when we can get it to your whoops, we didn't make that delivery date. Because of the desperation of how badly there still are people that need it. There are plenty of people that have enough depending on the area, because there are some that have enough, and then there are others that simply are just reusing, and you don't want to keep putting people in the healthcare business in that situation. Because once again, it could be deadly and makes absolutely no sense. This story's gotten a little bit of play, but not as much as it would normally get. Michael Flynn. So a U.S. judge put a hold on the Justice Department's move to drop charges against Michael Flynn. There you go. That's a little bit of a shocker, saying he expects independent groups and legal experts to fight it out, argue against the bid to exonerate President Trump's former national security advisor of lying to the FBI. Specifically, a U.S. district judge said, he expects individuals and organizations are going to try to intervene. This is a hot potato case. We know that. And this comes after the government took the step Thursday of last week of reversing its stance on upholding Flynn's guilty plea. So how about that? Maybe a little bit of a surprise. The Justice Department is not saying much of anything. They're not jumping in with anything on this one. They're staying put, I guess. It's like a put when you're at the tables. And boy, people are dying to get back to gambling, by the way. MGM announcing that there's no more buffets. Who says you can get some comps when you go to Vegas? No more buffets. There'll be shields, but they want to open up, and they're figuring out ways to redo casino floors. How's that for a wild turn? We go from Flynn to casinos and how they're going to protect you if you go and gamble. You think of all the people touching the machines, and I think there's a lot. Well, obviously, they're sitting there. They're thinking of every angle. But can you imagine how difficult that task will be? And then the question becomes, what stays in Vegas might just stay in Vegas. How many people, when we talk about the travel industry being so down, how many people are anxious to jump on planes to go to Las Vegas, a very, very formerly popular destination? Mm. Speaking of destinations, Tesla's Elon Musk got support from the president. He reopened a factory in defiance of a county order. Local orders didn't want him to open his company in Fremont, California, and he said, screw it, we're going to do it. He ramped up production at those facilities. Tesla produces electric vehicles, as you know. So workers' cars filled up the company's parking lot, and there was no any kind of shutdown enforcement action, any of that. The president tweeted, it can be done fast and safely. California should let Tesla and Elon Musk open the plant now, and that he did. On that note, we got to fly. Thanks for your support, everybody. Remember, we're all in this together.
Of a crisis, now is the time to refocus, reimagine, and reinvent your life, not to retreat. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, I focus on overcoming adversity and pursuing my dreams. I had a hard time being patient. Can you relate? I finally realized after interviewing 16,000 people and counting, some of the most accomplished on the planet, that it's the long game. I share their secrets in my book. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. I agree. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds the red corpuscles in our blood, which bring oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves, and cancer dies in oxygen. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.